All Business. All Business Bodybuilding with Joe Binley, Justin Compton, and Dominic Cardone starts now.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to All Business Bodybuilding. My name is Luke. I'm here with Joe, Justin, and Dom. We got a three-peat once again, all the guys back together. What's going on?
Oh, laying my ass in bed, recovering. As I told you guys earlier, what kind of snakes out there is red? Because I am red as a lobster, but I'm peeling like a snake. So dealing with like second or third degree burns here.
Oh my God. You fell asleep in the backyard or something? What happened?
I'm sure most people can take a guess what I was doing. I was fishing.
Okay. You just didn't put
it. Got a nice little farmer's tan going on in my arm. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to balance this shit out. I'm going to just kind of get a little bit on. And yeah, I overdid it. Like, I didn't just overdo it. I don't know. You know how, like, when you overcook something, you forget about it in the oven? That's what I did.
Are you hooked up?
I blackened myself. Right? Do what?
Are you hooked up to an IV right now?
No. No, but I probably should be. I remember, like, that day, I probably drank, like, 8-9 liters of water afterwards. Oh, and I still wasn't pissing, and it was just simply because my body, like, that much inflammation, my skin was just swollen.
Wow, dude, that's crazy.
How hot? Yeah, I probably literally was holding like an extra 10 pounds in just my back alone.
Yeah, how hot was it out there? Was it just one of those really?
It wasn't that bad, but you know, when you're on the water, it's like it's almost like, say if you're on the water and you're sweat, it's like I get like a triple whammy from this. Like, I find if you're actually wet, if your skin's wet and you're in the sun, that tends to amplify it a little bit. Yep. But when you're on the water, you get the reflection from the water comes back and hits you as well. So it's like, even though I was there for probably like an hour at best without a shirt on, it would have been equivalent to me being there like 3 hours, 3 or 4 hours.
Did you at least,
if I hadn't been where I was at, what?
Did you at least catch something good?
I caught a bunch of trash fish, man. I didn't catch anything worth a shit.
It's like, I got 30 fucking, and I didn't catch shit. Fuck the day.
Fucking stingrays, sharks, whiting, ladyfish, garbage stuff.
All right. Oh, shit.
It was a fiery day, but I think that's why I, like, forgot. I was like,
yeah.
You know, when I get excited doing shit, I completely forget. Next thing you know, I'm looking like a lobster myself. Good looking day. Like bait.
Dude, sunburn sucks. So.
Oh, this is my second one. This is not as bad as last year. I think last year I truly had sun poisoning. This one, I feel pretty good about it, but it's like, I always had a statement that every man makes mistakes. A smart man learns from mistakes, and a dumbass is the one who continues making the mistakes. Well, I guess this is the first time I can say I'm a fucking dumbass here.
Well, what's going on with Mr. Islander himself, Joe, even though...
I'm getting pissed. He's having to top up like Justin because I've been away for a while. I've got no sun.
We're all going to have to get some Milano tan.
Right. It's the first time like I've been cold for a long time. But it was kind of fresh up in Pittsburgh. And then when I landed back and got off the plane, I was like, boom, but the heat just hits you. I'm like, this actually feels good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all good here back. Normal services resumed. Recording the podcast and watching the waves crash.
Perfect. What's up with you, Domino?
Not much. Getting over the Chinese virus. I'm just about there now. I got back in the gym real late on Friday. That felt pretty good. Hit some arms on Saturday and rested yesterday. Just a little bit tired. Like I'll get like a little like wave of energy, and then I'll kind of just like crash and just need to lay down for a little bit. So this week, I actually can't wait to train today. It's been, God, over a week and a half now since I had a hard workout. So I'm going to start slowly getting back into it again today. But yeah, that's really it. Just was getting over that and looking forward to getting back in the gym.
Cool.
Are you still using the new Fit, Dom? I haven't seen you posting it at all.
I was, yeah. Like we were using it on calves and like to supplement like shoulders and legs, but not full workouts because I was waiting to really, really get things cranking before I just start doing like full workouts with it. I posted it a few times.
Okay.
Very cool. So, have you had a chance to use it on anybody else at like the Dragon's Lair, or have anybody hit you up to use it?
I mean, people hit me up all the time, but there was actually a trainer there who had a new fit and a new X, so I wasn't able to train people. Mm-hmm. And you know, now he's gone. That's another long story. but I may start training people. They will see my online clientele has been exploding the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to be training people there on top of my training and then have my online clients may be a little bit tight, at least, you know, for now. Right. But yeah, no, it's people ask, I bring that machine and, oh, what is that? What is that? And then you get to people too. Oh, you think you could hook me up? And I'm like, yeah, if you have $150.
Perfect. I take a swipe right here.
Yeah, but thought I could bring it in and use it there though. Cause when I was going to LVAC, I obviously couldn't bring it there.
Right.
And going to Lift Factory, they didn't care, but that place just got way too crowded. So.
Right. But they allow you to bring it into the Dragon's Lair and use it on yourself, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Use it on me and my training partner.
Cool. Good deal. So obviously we haven't been together in a couple of weeks, and there's been some, we've talked about like the New York Pro a couple of times back and forth, and kind of given our synopsis, and we spoke about it a little bit more last week, but there's, I guess, a couple new pictures popped up today of Nick Walker, and a lot of people are just wondering, is he really the hype machine that everybody thinks he is? And I want to get your guys' opinion. I mean, let's like, Joe sent the group a picture. What is your guys' feedback on those pictures that Joe sent us right now? And is the hype train real?
Well, first of all, like, I'm not – he may do well in this competition. I don't know who all – I don't think he's going to beat Justin. Okay, we talked about this. I think me and Dom talked about it last week. If Justin's not 100%, he can beat Justin, absolutely. Right. Nick doesn't have the shape or structure to take out some of the top guys, but, you know, some of the top guys that I would have hoped to have done this show isn't doing the show. Right. And we've seen some pictures of Blessing the other day, and I think the size of Nick will get Blessing. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not always a hater, you know, I'll always give someone credit where it's due.
Right.
And I think that Nick will, you know, again, if Justin's off, I mean, I think Nick can beat him.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick is notorious. He does come in shape. I will give the guy that. I mean, he pushes his conditioning. He knows how to get in shape.
What did you think about the pictures Joe sent? Did you look at
him? I don't think this is the hardest we've ever seen him. But then again, I mean, you know, what did he say? We had some carbs today in that picture. what the fuck does the other one say? Straight out of bed of the doorway. I mean, here's the thing. If it was anybody else, I'd probably knock him for this. But he didn't post a back shot. And if people don't want to post a back shot, it usually tells me they're usually not in shape from the back. But considering he usually
he has been posting some, dude. He's going to be in shape.
Okay, yeah, I figured with him, I wasn't doubting his conditioning. It's just more of a structural thing than I think is like when he stands next to other people, he's not as big as he thinks he is, and his structure is not as great. So, but I do think based on what I'm seeing here, it could carry him to win the show.
Okay.
Could happen.
What do you think, Joe?
I think he's improved a hell of a lot, to be honest. I'm going to give the guy credit because I know we've bashed him a little bit in previous years, especially when he's trying to get his pro card. But I think he's actually matured quite a lot. He does everything right in his off season. He's a professional the way he approaches bodybuilding. So I think he's going to be pretty dangerous. He's going to be in shape. I still reserve judgment until I see him stood next to other guys regarding his structural flaws, though, because he's a fantastic Instagram bodybuilder with freaky body parts, but it's just that flow of the physique still concerns me when he stands next to other people and starts to get compared. He has improved that a lot because he's been very diligent with the way he's controlled his midsection while still growing. So he's only going to get better the next couple of years, I would expect, because he seems to have got a pretty good handle on looking pretty healthy, to be honest, and keeping his waistline in check and putting size on, which is like, kudos to him. He's doing it right. This show, God, I've had pictures from Hassan and Hassan. Hassan has work to do, but Hassan has dropped a lot of water as well. He's always very water retentive. So until I get to see him in the flesh, I won't have a true representation of him. But it's going to be a dogfight between those three. I think Blessing will get outsized, even though he's got probably the nicest flow of everybody. Out of those top four anyway that we're talking about. But for me, I think Justin's going to be a hard Justin is going to be very hard to beat.
I feel you. And I got to, before we jump into Dom's synopsis, quick question for you, Joe. When it comes, is it a genetic thing where some of these guys have, like, you look at, let me explain, you look at Hassan. Hassan's, like, vascularity is very regular. It's very, when I say regular, it's just, it's more uniformed. It looks cleaner. Then you look at someone like Nick, and a lot of, like, Nick's veins look like, I don't know, they just look horse-ish. Like, they look very, almost, like, nasty looking. Like, you look at some of his leg veins and stuff, and they just, they're not aesthetically pleasing. Is that just a genetic thing that causes, like, people's vascularity to be nicer in some and more uniform, whereas others it's just, like, off-putting?
It kind of looks like varicose veins on his legs.
Yeah.
You can't control that. And you've got, Nick walks around very dry.
Right.
Like, Hassan doesn't.
Right.
You know, there's some people just stay drier and drier, and then Hassan will get a lot more vascular as he gets, like, loses some of that water and probably inflammation, because you've got to look, I think Nick's got a very relaxed prep, whereas I should imagine Hassan's pounding it with a lot of cardio, low calories, and carrying up water from inflammation, which is something right. that coaches to manage correctly, in my opinion. They should always be on top of that. That's why a slightly longer prep with diet breaks and more days off when you start to spot signs of that is the best way to do things, instead of just hammering someone into the ground. There's not many people who can just take being hammered into the ground. And when you're working with big guys, like, that's a lot more muscle and a lot more tissue. It's going to cause a lot more inflammation. And when the central nervous system gets tapped, they're going to hold a ton more fluid. So they need managing even more.
Right.
I just think it's overlooked. So, I mean, it's different for everybody, gotcha. You know. But, I mean, Nick's very dry. That's why he's so vascular and pronounced. And I think Justin's normally carrying quite a lot of water as well, because he looks soft. And then once he drops out of water, everyone's like, wow, what did you do that last 10 days? Like, he looks like he dropped like 10 pounds of fat. And it's like, no, he just dropped his fluid out, you know. I think, Dom, you'll probably speak more to Justin, because you probably know more from AJ about his transformations last year. He dropped a lot of water when he was going his peak week, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Like, he was up, they were updating us in a little group chat every few days. The difference from even day to day was just mind blowing. Starting at like 3 weeks out, you were like, "Eh, he looks good," but you know, and then it just changed dramatically. And then that last week was just incredible. And you know, that's why I'm a little worried for Justin this time, because you know he had a really good track record with AJ, and when he's worked with Abdullah in the past, it really didn't work out too well. Justin's body seems to be a bit tricky with the water and stuff like that. I mean, he does transform that last week, but. You know, that could also be, you know, if you just start pounding the guy with diuretics, thinking, oh, it's, you know, it's just water, it could go the other way for him. You know, AJ could be very meticulous and precise with how he does those things. But yeah, it's hard to call who will win the show, because so many people changed that last week. And, you know, like everybody said, excuse me, to see everybody next to each other is the key, especially with somebody like Nick. The thing I have to say about Nick is, he has much more detail in his physique this time. And I would believe that's from him changing his training for a while now. Cause I watch him on Fuad's podcast, and you know, he went from doing the heavy low rep stuff to, you know, still heavy, but moderate volume now, sometimes higher volume. And now he has much more detail in his legs, all his shots, his back seems, I did see a back shot. It's huge. It's in shape, but it just doesn't have that same crispness and pop as it does from the front, which has always been a problem of his. But the size differences with the waist, with keeping the waistline down, has been incredible. But again, you know, the structure, he stands next to other people, and it's just a totally different ball game, like we seen last year in Chicago. So it's really going to be a whole matter of, you know, on that day, like it usually is. And then, you know, you have Hassan, I haven't seen Hassan in a few weeks. He's been training at night because of Ramadan. And I mean, he's been hammering it hard for a while. You know, as Joe just said, the whole inflammation thing. I believe, you know, back in even end of February, he was on like 50 grams of carbs doing cardio.
Wow.
So he's been at, yeah, he's been at it a while. But when I seen him, you know, he did look very freaky. I mean, of course he looked huge, but he looked pretty hard. I believe he's working with Flex Wheel and is posing. At least he was. I don't know if he is at the moment. He hasn't posted anything on it, and I haven't seen him. So that's going to be the key with Hassan, is really taking that water off and managing the inflammation and making sure his posing is good, because he can win the show.
I think he will win the show. I'm quietly confident. I know what changes he's going to make. But you know what, Domi, just highlight that thing. That saying that I always come out with, like, once again, dude, just because you can doesn't mean that you should. Just because Hassan doesn't lose muscle and you can hammer him and he's not going to lose tissue does not mean it's the best recipe to get the guy peeled. You know, it really annoys me. It fucking infuriates me anyway, because it's like such a talent that's not being handled right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? I was just having this conversation with another pro at the gym, and he was talking about how he just lost like 9 pounds in a week and all this and that. And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, it is much bigger. And it is a much different ballgame to diet somebody that's, you know, big structure, big muscle bellies. And, you know, to just drop food and do all this cardio and train isn't really the best recipe. I mean, there's very few people you can do that with. And, you know, it's just going to cause a backfiring effect after a while. And, you know, it shows. And, you know, to lose that freshness, you know, that fresh quality physique, it's very easy to do when you're just pounding things away for a while. And it's going to be really cool to see how Hassan pulls it together. I mean, right now, you know, I had Justin as my favorite. You know, now with the recent pictures that were posted and stuff, just kind of takes a back, gets to the back burner on that. And
you know what, Dom, like you mentioned Justin here. I was going to like interject because I wanted to speak on Nick real quick. Well, it's just now you've mentioned Justin. And now the point I was going to make about Nick is about his front shots. Blessing's getting hammered for not having like an outer sweep. Does it bother you guys, or is it just me? Because no one's mentioned this. Like, I don't think Nick has a great outer sweep. He's very straight up and down in his quads. His legs are his shit from the side, but there's not much width there. And now you just mentioned Justin. Like, all three of those guys are very narrow from the front in their quad development. Then Hassan's got like, one of his Hassan's quads is going to like both of their legs together, I think, from the front.
Yeah, and you know, it fucking kills me because RX Muscle posted a picture of Hassan, a few pages did, and you know, people were like ripping him. Oh, he's not in shape, this and that. I was going to jump in, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let him show them on stage, because I was getting ready to argue, because I've seen the guy in person, and he looks freaky in pictures, yeah, but in person, pictures are not shit for that man. I mean, he walks through and people's heads break looking at him. It is just that fucking nutty. I mean, even like you just said, Joe, his legs, everybody comments on his legs. He was wearing like these short shorts or something and whatever the fuck they were a couple weeks ago, and he looked like a cow. His legs were so fucking, they were huge, veiny, everything. And you know, so everybody judges by pictures. And that's why you just got to say you really can't make a full determination until the day of the show. That's why I don't want to fully count Justin out, but I wouldn't put all my chips on him this time, you know, with everything that happened, you know, with AJ and, you know, seeing pictures and knowing how his body works pretty well, because I've seen it, you know, from show to show behind the scenes. So, but the thing with Nick is, you know, he does have a good shot to win the show now. But again, it's all a matter of them standing together on that stage and who's going to, you know, reveal the next guy's weaknesses. And, you know, it's also going to come down to conditioning as well, because Steve Weinberger loves conditioning. And in New York pro history, conditioning always, you know, the freaks with conditioning is always usually won.
Yeah, and I mean, 24, 36 hours out from New York pro last year was when Hassan was looking his best before the directs pulled too hard. So, I mean, even a Hassan at that level would be pretty hard to beat, I would say, if he gets the peak right, even if his conditioning is not that much better. It's that size thing. It's just it's unreal.
Yeah, I mean, so we're actually about, never mind. We're going to go into, I was going to say something else, but I forgot one of our questions that are coming up. We're going to talk about that. And I was going to use Hassan as an example, so I'll save it.
Okay.
No worries. So I do have a quick like segue here before we go into the question. Now we spend a lot of time, well, you guys specifically spend a lot of time talking about healthy physiques. Like you literally look at bodybuilders and you tell by eye color, skin color, you know, things like that, how healthy they are. And Joe made a great comment saying that Nick has kind of taken his health back, so to speak, from a lot of the older pictures that we've seen of him. Have you guys ever been at a show where you've actually found out, heard, or been involved in a conversation where judging has actually come down to this person's healthy or looking than that person? Is that ever like a concept of the judges critiquing?
I've never really, I mean, I know quite a few judges and I've never heard them say that they knock someone because they don't, they quote unquote look unhealthy. Okay. I've not really heard that before. I mean, I have had, and I believe it or not, I'm not going to say the guy's name because he's quite popular, or used to be anyways. I was at a show. He was popular like, I don't know, 10 years ago or so at the national level. Now he just kind of fucks around at local level stuff and he's not healthy at all. So I was at a show and he comes on stage and honestly, the dude looked like he was staggering. He did. I thought he was going to collapse, really did. So I kind of spoke up to someone. I was like, hey, you need to go like check on this motherfucker because his ankles are swollen and he's staggering and he's sweating before he even hit the first pose. I was like, something's not right with him. So obviously, you know, he wasn't even remotely in the ballpark of winning that show. So they didn't really, obviously he didn't get knocked for that, but they like pretty much had to set him down because he was in a really bad place. Right. But like, I feel like if you look the look, you could be dropping, you could be about to drop dead. If you look the look, I think they're still going to award you for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a consensus between everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wondered. So then we'll get into the question that I think Dom was talking about. So I'm going to preface, kind of change this a little bit too, where when do you guys think that it's all right? Why would you want to add in T3 in a pre-contest prep, and when would you add it in?
Dom, you want to go or you want me to go? Or Joe?
I could go first, no biggie. So basically, I mean, a lot of times too, I'll add in, well, it depends on their conditioning, of course. I mean, if they're already in good shape, then I'll wait to add it in. But you know, if we have some work to do, then I'll add in, you know, usually like 12.5 off the jump to get things really started, or 25 and let them work through that. And then eventually, you know, reduce it down to the minimum amount or even pull it out. Cause I like to, you know, hit things hard off the jump, you know, the cardio, reduction of food a little bit and a little bit of T3, get them to a good place to where I could back things off and then, you know, eventually add food in and reduce cardio and such and so forth. But if somebody's already in shape, I mean, then again, too, they may not even need it at some point. But if they hit a certain point in their prep where, you know, they need to lose, you know, that last bit or, you know, punch through a little bit of a plateau, then I'll add it in. And the thing, too, with T3, it's so overused in terms of dosages. I know for my body personally, I can't use more than 25. I even use 12.5. I notice I just get flat right away. And then 25 is just, I can't go any higher than that. I go any higher than that. It's just, I get skinny and it's very noticeable. And with clients, I usually don't go over 25 MCGs if we're using it. I like to let the diet, the cardio and all that do the work because it's also the look that you get from a T3, people that rely on T3 and stuff like that to get lean, they get stringy looking and yeah, they may get peeled, but they get that stringy look. And I don't like that, you know, cause you really can't bounce back from that in the middle of a prep. I mean, most of the time, depending on who it is, of course, it's situational, but that stringy peeled look isn't what I like. So, I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. And, you know, it's one of those questions that it really depends on where the person's at. But most of the time, you know, if they're not, you know, in great shape, you know, whatever that could be for that person, then I'll add it in at the start of the prep and then pull it back usually.
Yeah, I probably do a little bit more of an opposite approach than you in that sense. I typically like to, I mean, it's obviously circumstantial as well. If I've been with someone for a while, and, you know, I've worked with them through the off season and we're about ready to go into prep. Generally speaking, I like to have them in a spot where I would consider them good and lean, like a lean off season. Not everyone's going to stay as lean as others. I mean, just due to genetics, some people just, they're going to end up carrying a little bit of extra weight. in order to grow, but I like to reduce back on the food a little bit, and then I'll start adding in cardio, and I'll use Clin as my, you know, first choice as well before going to anything higher. Clin or an over-the-counter fat burner. I actually push Shredder Bowl to just about everyone, for that matter.
Checks in the mail, Justin.
That's the only over-the-counter. You're not going to hear me tell people I promote any other over-the-counter fat burner. Those two will be my go-tos, is Clin and Shredder Bowl. And then later in prep, you know, some people are going to need T3. I prefer not to use it, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't use it on people, because I do. It's going to be just a matter of how easily or how difficult they are to get in shape. You know, like, for example, I've got two people competing this upcoming weekend in the Indy Pro, and one uses it, one doesn't, and they've been two completely different preps. So I try to keep T3 in the arsenal. Like, when I tell people, if someone's paid me in full for a prep and they need to know, like, what gear to pick up on hand, when that particular drug comes to topic, I tell them, I don't plan on using it for you, but pick some up, because I'd rather you have it, not need it, is to need it, not have it. So to me, it's more of a last resource, because like Dom said, I find when people use T3, it does tend to flatten them out. They tend to get stringy. And that is a situation where it's really hard. It's not a normal flat. Like whenever you just simply are undercarbed and underfed versus the T3 kind of flatness is really, really hard to come back from. I think you see that a lot on, I mean, I'm not ripping the guy, but I mean, it is what it is. Like on Shelby, a lot of Shelby's female competitors, I think you see that a lot on them. So when they show up on stage, yes, they're peeled, but they're not quite as full and dense as they should be either.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm with Justin. It's kind of it would be the last resort that I use with people. But it's the same as Dom. I'm aggressive with a prep from the start. So it's like, I would generally leave T3 unless we're really stuck. Clin would definitely come in first and over-the-counter fat burners. I'd make sure the diet was obviously containing enough iodine, selenium, micronutrients were covered. And given that they're not like hyperthyroid, already going into the prep, I will use ashwagandha, which can help maintain thyroid function and ramp that up a little bit during the prep, especially because it helps with cortisol as well, but it can interplay with thyroid. So I would go with the natural route for as long as possible. And honestly, I didn't really have to use it with that many people because the food rotations and managing the body and the more frequent days off and diet breaks for 2 to 3 days and just like doing patterns with food and rest, the body will generally keep progressing. But if someone's excessively, I can see why Dom does it, if someone's carrying a bit too much to get it going straight out the gate, I would sooner work people pretty hard and just have them do the cardio and, you know, from the start, and then work the cardio down if possible. That's an ideal scenario. And then you can, as the metabolism gets cranking, because that's what boggles people's mind when you're getting close to the show and the cardio is getting dropped and the food's going up or the refeeds are going up in frequency. And everyone's like, what the fuck's going on? It's like metabolism's been programmed from the start. If you'd have looked at 12, 13, 14 weeks out and they were doing maybe an hour and a half's cardio, say 45 in the morning, 45 at night, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Where are you going to go from that? It's like, if you know what you're doing, once you've got the metabolism moving, it'll carry itself through and you should be able to just keep dropping things and keep it in a good place. And then the diet becomes sustainable, and that's how people can compete multiple shows, or some of the smaller athletes in other divisions can, like bikini, men's physique, classic physique, they can compete most of the year because they found that pattern and they can keep the body moving forward. If you're continuously pounding high cardio, T3 and things going into the show to rely on that, you've got nowhere to go to run multiple shows because you're just running metabolism down instead of programming it. So I don't know if that answers the question, but it's generally for me, it's at the end, but giving a bit more of an overview as to how it can be used like early or at the end of a prep. But the whole thing is understanding metabolism. And I think that's Dom and me have got the same thoughts on working hard from the get-go. And the other guy, if anyone wants, like, studies of bodybuilding literature, Dorian used to do the same thing. Straight out the gate, it'd be high cardio, you know, and then pull back going into the show. I mean, you want to look fresh on stage. That's my biggest thing. If you're going to go hard going into the show, make sure that you're not still going hard 2 weeks out. You've got to be ready early to let the body rest, fill out, and then go again. So...
very cool. So with you, where are you at weight-wise right now, Joe?
Me?
Yeah.
Actually dropped some water this overnight. I'm like I was like 220, 225 this morning, 228 the day before, 232. And when I was bad, I dropped all the way down to just under 208.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I was rough. I mean, 208 pounds at 6'1".
Yeah, at 225 now, and I know, obviously, you know, we had mentioned earlier, you haven't been feeling that great overall. But how do you feel weight wise? Like, how do you feel like breathing wise and things like that right now at like 225? You feel good? Do you feel like that's kind of like where you would like to stay?
Yeah, I mean, I like being lighter anyway. In general, for me, like, I don't mind. I never struggled breathing though, carrying extra weight. Even when I went up to like 280 plus, I would never really struggle breathing. Like, I would carry myself around. My body will carry weight, I mean, easily. But it's just not my focus right now. I'm fit. Like, I can do cardio. Yeah. I actually want to increase my cardio capabilities. We'll see. I've got to get my body right first. Because honestly, okay, so I can talk about this. I mean, I'm going to go back into the clinic tomorrow and they'll probably flush me out. I did some more damage while I was away. So I got back into the gym and tried to train legs on last Monday. And I think that's where the damage was done for the rhabdo. I thought it was maybe my glutes teardrop, and I trained legs and it confirmed it. Let's just say, because I was in agony until Saturday. Like, you'll speak to Joey, he saw me on Friday. Like, just getting standing up, like, it felt like it felt like every muscle was potentially going to tear. My quads, my hamstrings, my glutes. Like, so the session was one of those that you couldn't really get into. I couldn't feel any of my muscles except for, like, it was that almost like everything's going to like tear whilst I was training. I was like, it's just the old things are loosening off, and they didn't really loosen off. Right. So I was like, okay. Then the next day I was just like, fuck, I couldn't bend them. I was like, okay, I'm going to probably need to go back. I would have gone straight back to the clinic if I'd been here.
Right. How you been?
Yeah, but I just kept trying to move them, like walking a little bit, doing some walking cardio, and just like, so they didn't just completely stiffen up. Right. And then obviously take a shit ton of fluids in. I mean, that's why my weight's been all over.
Yeah.
Because I've just been like trying to flush and keep up hydrated, try and flush everything through. So I'm going to go back in tomorrow and get blood work again and see where everything's at. But yeah, it was... I could barely fucking move my legs. I was like, you fucking asshole. Like, but at least I knew what caused the damage. So they're still tender now. Like, if you touch my legs, or especially my teardrop, I think I've really done something to one of them.
Right. Lesson learned for sure. So good grief.
Yeah.
What we got?
I think the last time I was 208 pounds, I'd just come out of my mom's womb.
I was just born. I just came out like, bam, there I am. This is me, Joe. That's me. His first word was, hey, what up, homies? Like, hey. So, Dom, for you, I know you've been sick. I know you've been going through a lot of stuff, but this is kind of like we're going to do a little weight update. Where are you right now, weight-wise?
Actually, today I was 248. Before I got sick, I got up to 250. When I was sick, I was wondering why that first week my weight was dropping before I felt like, you know, the symptoms. And then once I started feeling the symptoms, I was like, okay, yeah. So today I was 248. Yeah, I'm actually in pretty good shape for, you know, my normal off-season conditioning. So, cool. You know, I predict now over the next, you know, month, 2 months, it should, you know, go up pretty steadily now that I'm better and whatnot.
Okay.
But yeah, right now.
Do a photo shoot with Joe, abs and all, bye-bye.
What was that?
I said, you good to do a photo shoot with Joe, abs and all?
Yeah, let's actually hold that thought. I said I was in shape, but I don't know if I know.
You're good.
Me and my off season, I'm always just skinny fat to begin with. I look like it is what it is. But you know, for me, it's actually really good compared to the past. So right now my body's just very flat looking and less volumized because I was out of the gym for the week and a half and sick. So I'm excited to get some life back to it now.
Cool. Justin, even though we know you burned off half of your muscle, where are you at?
honestly, I'm going somewhere between 240 and 250. I really don't know specifically because I used to be very, very obsessed with the scale. Before I actually did my very first competition, I was, and probably up until about a year ago, you know, I would always, it's not, I would say obsessed, but like, I always kept an eye on it in case I was moving in either direction really quickly. But right. I'll be honest, I probably haven't stepped on a scale in 2 or 3 months now. Okay. I really don't know.
You got abs?
Yeah, they're not like the way I would want them to be. Like, I mean, I would want them to be, I want them to be in contest shape, but you know, do what?
I said, you're like, they're kind of there, one cheeseburger away.
I mean, let's say this, if I walk out on the beach or something, yeah, people are gonna notice, they're gonna think I'm shredded, but you know, in my head I'm like, no,
yeah,
I'm,
I got you.
In my head I'm like fucking 50% body fat.
Justin, you're just fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry. It's like you're like worst version of yourself is like fucking 6 weeks out, like maybe even less than like maybe 4 weeks out for fucking most professional bodybuilders. You're just like amazing. Like flat with no volume is still like retarded. It's unreal. Yeah,
okay. I still tell the story about when the three of us went to
Tampa.
Ben Pekowski's gym. And even in the house, I remember looking at Justin's arms and shit. And I'm like, what? He didn't even eat all day. Man, I'm like, what the fuck? And then we went into the gym and every rep he's doing, I'm just watching his arms and his chest just blow up. And I'm like, this motherfucker, he doesn't take anything. He doesn't eat anything. I was like, what the fuck? I still tell that story to this day. Like when you talk about and stuff. And by the end of the workout, I was like, I remember just looking. I'm like, this fucking guy, man.
That's awesome.
It's people that. Like Justin when I was like,
yeah, and you guys place. Actually saw me like that weekend. If you guys recall, I don't know if I'm sure you do. Remember how I didn't eat shit like that Sunday morning, Harley? I was complaining about my stomach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You didn't eat anything that.
Well, I was also sick all summer long too, and I didn't really know what the fuck was going on. But apparently, that's when I had that like a bacterial infection in my bloodstream. Fucking again, you know, I spent like a week in the hospital for that. But yeah, that's the weekend that pain in my stomach was my spleen that was acting up.
Yeah.
Basically, my body was telling me something was fucking wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Then you went to the hospital.
Yep. Yeah, and then they dismissed me and told me, we'll send you to a general surgeon to have it cut out rather than actually figuring out what the problem was. I had to go back to another hospital to actually get a verdict.
Which led to sexy nurses coming to your house and giving you IVs and shit. Yeah, we know the story.
I wasn't complaining there. How many people you've actually met, Justin, and inadvertently made them retire from bodybuilding? Because it's just like, this happened to me. So I was like 27. I was training down in Lee Powell, and Lee Powell did the Olympia. And I was like still chasing. That was probably the biggest and leanest I've been, about 258, 263, always between that range. I was like, okay, crack. And Lee was encouraging me. He was like, you're going to do well in super heavies, just another 12 to 18 months, put some tissue on. And then I prepped Lee for a show, and I was like, a Pro 212 show. And after like a week of working, I was like, fuck this. I'm like, no, I'm done. I'm like, these people are from another fucking planet. He's responding like the easiest thing ever. Like, all I did was give him 10 minutes of fucking cardio extra and he's fucking dropped 4 pounds. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. So I was like, I wonder how many people you've done that to, they've got like, oh, okay, I can do something. I can do something. Then they meet you and they're just like, oh, fuck it, no, I can't.
I'm sure.
I don't really mind, like, keep to myself in the gym and stuff, so.
That's awesome. Well, look, there's a reason why I asked this question, and I asked you guys about your like weight updates, and the reason is actually we're going to segue into our last question of the show. It's actually something that Joe has been wanting us to talk about for a while, So if you guys had to pick one bodybuilder to walk around in their skin all year round, meaning you're literally going to like be that person all year round, who would it be? And it does, it could be current, old, new, doesn't matter. Doesn't have to, you know, any, let's even take it a step further and say fitness personality, period.
Who would you? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Anyone from the fit, but not yeah. like the business, not like the lifestyle or business.
Just their body.
Talking about surely yeah. the body. Yeah.
Just their body.
If I, okay.
I'm interested to hear Dom and Justin's perspectives on how they would like to perceive themselves like 365 days of the year, just walking around as a regular guy. They just have like the, if say they're not on their body, not on bodybuilding, their bodybuilding journey now. It's just like, if you had to walk around in anyone, like choose anyone from the fitness industry in their skin and have that appearance physically, like who would you choose and what would you want? Look, would you go for?
Right. So if I want to look at the freakiest public, I'm going to go with two. I'm going to go with current and past.
Okay.
So after seeing Hassan in person, it would be Hassan. Okay. No, not
honestly. Oh, so you'd want to walk around and be a freak, like for the rest of your life.
As long as you know, I can stay. Obviously, this isn't in a real world, but for the rest of my life, if I could be healthy, you know, current would be definitely Hassan because he's just a freak, and then past, I'm gonna go even freakier, and I'm gonna say Nasser. Without all the health problems.
Oh my God. I didn't expect that from you, Dom.
Man, it's the freak fact. It's funny. Yeah, this question actually came up because, again, a few weeks ago when me and Jason, my training partner, seen Hassan, he turned to me and he goes, dude, imagine walking around like him. I'm like, I was just thinking that in my head. Here this guy is in short shorts and a t-shirt that didn't even fucking fit him. And I'm like, yeah, it would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't say Craig Goliath.
Oh, God.
Huge!
Huge.
I'm kidding. Justin, who's yours?
I'm going to go with, let's see, for present, I know he's not currently competing, but just in present times, I want to go with him when he's in contest shape, though, not his off-season version, because
you can't just pick a stage. It's like just what they look like normally, or else everyone would just choose the most peeled bodybuilder. Like, walk around.
Current, I would probably choose Roden, but since we're just, you know, since you put that stipulation to it, I'm probably going to say Curry.
Okay.
Just because Curry looks very, you know, he looks aesthetic and he looks like he gets around good. He doesn't look like he struggles with anything. Mm-hmm. He looks healthy. I mean, we could all pick flaws on the guy, but I mean, regardless, he looks fucking great. Like, I would want to walk around probably looking like that. Again, I was going to say, if we could have an in-shape version, I'm going to call an in-shape Sean Roden. But, you know, since... like Sean tends to, you know, when Sean decides to like buckle down for a show, I mean, it's a very drastic transformation from off season to prep. So I wouldn't want to look like his off season version, but his prep version I'll take. Now, past guys, I'm going to actually list two people here, and I know one of them everybody's going to know, and the obvious. You know, I guess it would be kind of like Dom's version of Nasser, but in the rival would be Marcus Rule. Oh. I would take that, assuming that, you know, he's okay. I mean, Marcus is around doing great today, so I assume the guy is. I would go with that. Or two, as we talked about pre-show here, I'm going to say someone that no one's really going to know because he didn't really go pro, but was Noah Steer. And the reason Noah, I feel like he's a guy who could probably walk around at 330 pounds and be perfectly comfortable and healthy. Again, my assumption just from looking at the guy, but he's like 6'8", and he probably has the biggest arms that I've ever encountered on a human ever, just because of his sheer size. But at the same time, what was weird about Noah when I met him in person was not only was he really big, he kind of looked aesthetic, you know, like he looked like he could, I feel like this dude could probably go play basketball right now if he wanted. It wouldn't really affect him. And the fact that he was probably, I'm going on a limb saying 330, 350 probably in his prime. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, probably. He's a unit. I mean, he used to be sponsored by IDS back in like the 90s. If anyone wants to like Google up the old IDS. I'm sure some of his old adverts will be kicking about somewhere. Because I went to the store and I recognized him. I said, man, you look familiar from somewhere. And it's like, because I used to like import IBS for Monster supplements in the UK, my first like venture into the supplement industry. And I remember one of the ads was just stuck in my mind. And it was like, fuck, it's that guy. I was there for about an hour before it clicked and it came back to me. But yeah, I'll see if we can dig some out and post them on our page.
That's crazy. How old is he? Is he an older guy or is he still kind of like middle age? Like, what do you guys think?
Yeah, he's probably in his
40s. Yeah, he's in his 40s now.
He's not a little punk. We know it.
What was that?
What is it?
I guess, did I cut out?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said Justin just wants to be able to dunk. We talked about that before.
Yeah, maybe I've got short man syndrome going on here.
I know, right? Like, he wants to be the Shaq of the bodybuilding world. So, Joe, come on. Your question. You got to have some good ones.
No, not really.
No?
No, I mean, I didn't even do anyone from the past. I didn't even know that was... The guy seems to have added that one in, so... Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was pretty understated, to be honest. I was just interested. I'm so glad we did this question because it's like, I feel like Justin went for like the two extremes,
yeah,
going from an in-shape Sean Rodent or a Brandon Curry of aesthetic to Marcus Rule, who's the polar opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty Dom extreme.
And Dom just wants the freaks.
Hell this yeah. Is
consistent. Mine was going to be... I actually thought Justin might have picked this guy because I thought we'd have similar tastes. Michael Lockett.
Oh, wow.
Walks around, like, doesn't really change contest to off-season. Like, pretty athletic, fast hands, big arms, small waist, abs all year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I could go with Michael as well.
Can wear whatever he wants because he's not, like, too bulky or blocky. He could probably put a suit on and look, like, ridiculously dapper. He can wear jeans and a t-shirt and look like a fucking monster.
He looks like he just eats cheeseburgers all year round to me, and I don't mean that in any negative way, you know, to him. I just, it doesn't look like he has to diet. Like, he can just eat whatever the fuck he wants all the time.
Yeah, he's just nutty. There's something about his genetics. He's just got either that or he just like forgets to eat and then has like one meal a day. And he was the original founder of OMAD, like the one meal a day protocol, without even realizing.
That's crazy. No, that's definitely a good one, especially from an aesthetic scenario. So
he's strong as shit as well. Actually, I don't know if he's as strong as shit. Maybe he's not. Maybe I just imagined that. I thought I'd seen him moving some. I think I've seen him moving some weight on a bench press before. I think he's pretty strong.
Cool. All right, guys. Anybody got any closing thoughts to anything they want to add before we roll out of here?
Oh, Dom, I wanted to ask you about the. Fuck, what was it now? Your thoughts on the. Because we spoke privately about it when Nick Trevilli had called out Dave Palumbo.
He did a video,
remember, and said he was going to drop Dave in it. We can comment it in the group chat, I think.
Oh, yes, it was a few weeks ago. Did he ever drop the video though?
No, he's not dropped him in it. I guess he's still sat on that, but yeah, just wanted your thoughts on that because you were very defensive of Dave, and I was like, well, if he's been cookie cutter, well, we know cookie cutters plans people. If someone, like, I don't know, I'm like less defensive of him, to be honest, because I think he's pretty shady in some of the stuff that he does. And
yeah, but here's the thing, I mean, me and Nick had our personal problems, you know, that I'm not going to put out on here, but also too, you know, it was like the pot calling the kettle black, because you have people who came out throughout the years and said Nick has done the same thing to them, and that's if even got the program. I mean, there's a lot of people coming out saying they never even got a program or he blocked them. And, you know, I hate to say it, you know, people throughout the past couple of years have came to me personally and said, you know, their stories with him. And so that was it's like the pot calling the kettle black. You know, you don't throw stones in a glass house. And, you know, the thing too with Dave is he was also very, very supportive of me since, you know, I first competed when I was 16. But I do have a little bit of a connection to Dave, you know. I do defend him in a little bit because he's always supported me fully. But yeah, it was basically just, for me, it was a popcorn and kettle black because I know some personal things about Nick, which I would never put out there publicly unless I absolutely had to. And then, you know, it was just, you know, the same things that he was doing that, you know, he was accusing Dave of. So that's why it really
didn't, you know, sit well with me to do that.
Yeah, I mean, Dave, what's Dave's thing? Like, the truth in bodybuilding, it would be quite ironic if, like, the truth came out and he was ripping everybody off for that long.
Yeah, that would be kind of crazy, but hey. Wouldn't be the first time a journalist told some stories. Fake news, but yeah. So, cool. Anybody else? Good?
I guess that's a wrap.
That's a wrap, gentlemen. Well, first week back in a while. Glad to have you guys back, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, no. Wait. I have some closing thoughts.
Go, close it.
Guys, the wellness division was fucking insane.
Oh, shit! We didn't talk about the booties or the legs. Yeah, go!
Man, I mean... Honestly, it was awesome to be at that first show, and like JM brought in all of the big hitters. I don't know if you saw any pictures from the weekend, guys.
I haven't seen any of them yet. Was it a blonde girl from? She's Brazilian but lives in Florida, right? The one who won it.
I don't think she lives in Florida. I don't think Angela Borges won it. I mean, she's won like 50 or 60 fucking wellness shows.
It's like, it's higher than that. Because I looked her up on Instagram when someone sent me the post and I looked her up. It's like, it's a fucking high number.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was that many shows so far.
Well, other federations have had wellness for a while. And, you know, I think she was probably one of the reasons it kind of brought it in because she's a phenom. Like, she was crazy. It defies belief to see those quads on her waist so like tiny. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's just like I love that division already. Like, that's gonna be an absolute beast of a division that will like overtake every other division in like 5 years. I guarantee it in the females. Like,
yeah, see, I wouldn't.
It was like seeing Hassan's legs on a rodent waist. I was like, this is just like shouldn't be happening. It's like Photoshop, but in real life.
Big butts too.
Ah, dude, I was lucky. I mean, if I was ever going to see a wellness division, like it was good. I was lucky to be at that one because it was the best of the best. And the girl who got second, she's huge on Instagram and she's won a ton of shows as well in the WBFF, Yashina.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's just aesthetically almost perfect.
I love
her. She was just a little bit outsized, which is crazy. But honestly, and Sunny Andrews did the show. I think she got fourth. I'm not sure who the girl in third was, but
I think she's also from Jacksonville.
Really?
Sunny?
Find her. Marry her.
Pretty sure somebody's already done that.
How do you know? Yeah.
She's a doctor, as well, I believe, right? She's Dr. Sunny.
Yeah, she's a doctor. She was actually coaching one of my friends here.
Ah, okay. Well, me and Joey went to the hotel to get a drink between the, because they split the men's and the women's, and we're just walking across to get a drink, and she was just walking out like with her bikini on and just her what do you call that? Why can I not think of her robe? But her robe was open. Mm. So she's like walking across the street in Pittsburgh, like just in that with one of the girls doing the same thing. I was like, can you imagine like a regular person seeing them or the traffic driving by and you've got like these huge legs and, like, in a bikini? Like, I was like, oh man, that's gonna stop some traffic.
Well, you posted in your story, you were like, I've lost Joey. Joey's gone. He's all.
Yeah, I mean, to see them in the flesh up close, I mean, they're trippy, man. That's going to be nuts. Like, you guys will both love that division, I promise you.
Oh, I'm sure. Hey, like I said, big butt and big legs. So, different than me.
Well, you know, like AD were like the only signed people with quads, like for the first, like how many years? Like everyone had to have quads. We're probably going to end up like 7,000 athletes in the next 5 years, all from the wellness division because of all the wacky quads.
Nobody else can sponsor a wellness athlete because they're all sponsored by AD.
You know what? I should not have changed AD wellness to AD life because I could have just claimed them all.
Oh, goodness. Right? That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it for sure. It was definitely, I definitely enjoyed looking at the pictures for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, now I'm done.
All right, guys. Well, until next week's booties and thighs. Later.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Do you think you have what it takes to be part of the most elite team out there? If you've got the AD gene, then visit farm.projectad.me and apply now.